yourself have to come and make a kinyan in this karka. You have to make a kinyan all over the karka. And if you stand, take a shovel and dig one place there, you only kind of that one place. The kinyan in the one place does not help for the whole field. That's what Rashbam speaks out. He's only talking about nichse ager. But if somebody sells you property, then for sure, like you pay money for it, and they're dastard to sell you the whole property, even 10 properties. As long as they're not kinyan in one, there would help for everything. But here it's talking about nichse ager, the ger died. There's no dastacheres matna. Therefore, you only kind of the place that you made the kinyan in. That's what Shmuel holds. Now, what's going to be if the field is v'sheinu mesiyem, it's the mitzvah. Let's say again, the same field that belonged to a ger that died, but the boundaries are not fit. There's not borders around the boundary. We do not see exactly where it ends. So then, not kama. How much of a chazaka do you have to make to say you're kind of the field? How much? So, according to Rav, Amarav Popo, Kidiozo Tairo de Shavra, like how far down the one row that a pair of oxes go, for the return, that's how much in the field you have to make a kinyan. Now, since the field is not Mesuyim, you don't see the Mitzrah, you don't see the boundaries, like Rashbam says, Elabiko Gedela, it's a big, open, wide area. Well, Psucha, it opens up to other fields, and to Rashus Rabin. So then, to be kind of this whole field, you have to make more than a kol shoe. You have to have the place, like Rashbam says, Kishayachar Semet Boka Shurachat. How far down a pair of axes would go to plow one row? Yeah. That's how far down in the ground you have to make a chazaka, then you're kind of the whole field. Oh, Marav Yudah Mashmuel, Nichse Oydei Kechavim, when you want to buy property off a guy, Nichse Oydei Kechavim, you should know, Harei Yankin Midbar, the Avalocha like a midbar, like a forest. Avalocha like a midbar. Rashbam says that if a guy sells his property to a Jew, that first the Jew hands over the check, hands over the money to the guy, and the Jew now did not make the chazaka yet. What happens usually is, first he gives the money, and then the Jew goes down to the field to be kind of the field. So in such a case, Rashbam says it means hefka. The field right now is hefka. Can a farsa come on? Because when the Jew pays the money to the guy, by a guy, that's the kinyan. The guy, like his machna, gives up his rights as soon as he gets the money. And the Jew is not kind of the field until he gets the shtar, or until he makes the chazaka. So in between, the field is like hefka. It does not belong to the Jew yet. It does not belong to the guy anymore. Therefore, somebody else comes, it's not a hefka, he can be zeker in it. That's what Rav Yehuda Mashmul says. Again, that means whoever comes now to make a kinyan in this field after the Jew pays the money to the guy, he's zocher in the field, he has a right to keep the field, this is the second person. My time, what's the reason? What are you doing here? Like, it either belongs to the guy or to the first Jew. What is the second one doing here? My time, huh? It must be like this. When the money comes to the guy, he gives up. A guy, when he gets the money, he like sells, he gives up his rights to the karka anymore. Istalikly, he removes himself. The Rashbam says, all the kinyonim a guy has is with the money. The Gemara in Kedushin says, and therefore, as soon as he's mekabel the money, but according to him, it's called the mechira gemura. He sold it; it doesn't belong to him anymore. But Yisrael lekoni yademati shtar liyodei. But by a Jew, he's not kinder until he gets the shtar. So until the guy writes up a shtar, gives him a shtar, the Jew has no dasril to be kinder with yet. Therefore, an in between stage, it remains hefka. And the Maran Kedushin says, that a Jew is not kind until he writes up a shtar. There's no smichas das until he receives the shtar. So before the Jew receives the shtar, this karak is hefka. Therefore, if a third person comes and makes a kinyan, he'll be kind of it. Yehilka, therefore, harehen kemidbar. The field right now is like a midbar. That's what the Yudam Rama Shmuel says. Oh, Malaya Abaye and the Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Is it true that Shmuel really said like this, that what that the first Jew is not kind to the karka until he receives a star? Shmuel himself said, Dina de Machus Adino, there's a klal of whatever the Malchus, the kingdom says, that goes, the frak by Dina Mumnus, anything to do with money matters, as the king says, it belongs to you, it belongs to him, there's a kinyan of Dina de Machus Adino. If so, O Malka Oma, the king says, the Litni Aryo, La Litni Aryela Vigrato. It could only be Kerina Karka, only with a star. So Rashbam explains, Oma Shmuel Dina Machus Adino, called Nasis Vianunis and Hogar, so Mishpin Lochim, Shregilum Lahani de Machusam Dinahu. Any type of money matters with taxes that the king puts upon you has a din. The Chol B'nei HaMalchus Mekalim Aleihem Ritzoinam. Chukei HaMelech, everybody in the city has to accept upon itself what the king says. Mishpot Hikach, Din Gomerhu, V'ein L'Maksi B'mom Mechaveroi, Hafichai Kamelech Anoi Vier Mishum Gezel. Well, Malku Amar, Lo'elechol Aryeh Shum Maksik B'Aryeh Limkein, Yesh B'yod Ishtar Mechira Min HaMoicher. The Melech says that nobody could come and make a kinyan in somebody else's field unless he has a star. Since so, this third person has chapped the rein fast and made a kinyan in the field, how do you, Shmuel, say he has a right to keep the field? That's not the din of the machusa. The din of the machusa is you have to have a star in order to own the property. So here, who is getting the star of this property? The first Jew. The Jew first paid the guy the money, and then they're going to write up a star. So true, Meikra Din, the guy receives his money, the kinyan is chal. The Jew is not kind of rich yet, but there's a klal of Din Machus Adina. The king says nobody has a right to take the property until they have a star. So the third one that's happy now, true, he's making a kinyan, but he doesn't have a star mechira. So how could you, Shmuel, say he can keep the karka? Look, it's not according to Din of the Machusa. And you, Shmuel, say there is a klal of Din of the Machusa's Dina. So my answer is, Omale, Shmuel said back like this, Ano lo yedana, I do not know like what you're asking me. That's the Rabbi Yosef Omar. Yosef like this, Ba'akoch rehevi yoda loho diya ma Shmuel din mechuz adino, Vodim madle labaya ano lo yedana, Vado yedaya tira to dover. El yoda vle lemeim uvda. But Rabbi Yosef answering now, he thought he knew a better answer. He knew an answer. But he's telling him back like this, if I don't know, I'm just telling you over a story that I saw. That's the best thing. I'm telling you over a ma'isarav. He said this, I know lo yadan, I don't know really what to answer you. But, uv de heve, I saw a case, I saw a mice that happened. And a mice that happened, that's the best thing. Uv de heve. What was the case? Uv de heve, the dura, the ruusa, in the place of the city here. And this city, the dura of ruusa, Shkam says, shei mokim, same of a place. In Ami Kfar, Shelroim, was a place that shepherds lived there. But the story there, the dura, the ruusa, the Yisrael, but the Jew, a Jew went there to buy some property off a guy. The Osa Yisrael Achrina, and what happened was the first Jew paid the money. He gave the guy money. And then in between the second Jew, Chapterayim, the Osa Yisrael Achrina, Rosh the Gbar Purto, he plowed a little bit on the field. He made a chazaki in the field. And what happened was Osa Lekaimet Rav Yehuda, he came and asked the Shana to Rav Yehuda, listen, the first Jew paid the guy money. So that guy was Machne, gave up the rights to his field. He doesn't own the right anymore. The first Jew was not trained with, he didn't get a star yet. So the crew of the field right now is Hefkov. Therefore I went, the second Jew went, and he made a kinyan in the field. So he wants to know if he have a right to keep it or not. So he came in front of Rav Yehuda. Also the kind of Rav Yehuda. Ukme v'yodei. Rav Yehuda said yes. V'yodei v'sheni. Rav Yehuda said the second one has a right to keep it. So here you see, like, that's a riot to Shmuel. There's such a cloud that Aryeh Yerdik Chavin is like Hefka, and therefore the second Jew that comes and makes the Chazaka, he has the kinyan here, he keeps it. Ayakash of Dina Machus Adina will soon see that Koponim is a proof of a Maisa like Shmuel. So Gemara says, Omalais, he said back to him, Ledura de Rusa Kamrit, you want to bring me a proof from this city of Dura de Rusa, I'll tell you, Hossam over there, we're talking about Bagi mitamri heve. There's a special bagi that people hid, did not pay the taxes. Rashbam says, Bagi mitri sodas tumunais. Shlohoyu barlem neisenes hamas lemelech. Helam avrichin atzman. The owners of the field, they used to run away. They did not want to pay the taxes. And what happened was, the inu gufa yulehevi yoyivataska. Lamalka, the people, the owners of the field, they themselves, they did not pay taxes to the king. Oh, therefore, Lamalka Omar, the king said, made a decree over there, that man di yoyev tasko, whoever pays taxes for the owner, lechel aryo, they have a right to keep the fields. So the Rambam said like this, therefore, dino gufaya baylam rishonim lohoyu yoyev tasko, o madino de machus lohoyu biyodin de baylam kerek limchor, o mochrim botol, וזה השם שייך זה קורן בדין למחוסו שיסטו וחס קוסו ימנס ליטי נסע תחס למלך.
They were talking about that the first owners, they didn't plan to pay taxes. Since they didn't plan to pay the taxes, they're not going to keep the field. They're not the real owner of the field. Therefore, the din of the machuser is that this new, this third person that came and made a chazaka, Mr. Mehi made a chazaka al-Manas, that he's going to keep the field.